viewpoint of the young man in our day, and also that of his disciples. But what Jesus said was of the essence for entering the kingdom of God. However, it was diametrically opposed to the values of his time and of his Jewish contemporaries. As we look at the lesson which we just read to you, we note that the young man was most respectful. He knelt down before Jesus and used the form of very respectful address. He did not say, "Teacher, so have I," but finally he said, "Good teacher." But he then asked the question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" The young man questioned his question to the end of his time. He said that you are a faithful and certainly a follower today, that man of himself and do good in the sight of God. And Jesus, in his retired and private health, is receiving his other spiritual bankruptcy, that he had no true good. But the man persisted, as Jesus, as they spoke in terms of the key commandments, he said, "All this I've done for my youth." Then Mark wrote in a little note that's kind of important to notice. He informed us that Jesus loved the young man. And Jesus expressed his love by helping this young man to see the utter spiritual poverty which was his. For in time that the God of security drew the heart filled with uncertainty and with questioning. The young man's question was a symptom of his life's confidence in his own wisdom. The test of whose title yet is complete self-surrender. And in the case of this young man, his riches were an obstacle to complete self-surrender. And so Jesus said the object, sell what you have and give it to the poor. That was Jesus' solution to the young man's problem. But as you listen to the text, it becomes very apparent that this text was far too great for the young man. Matthew tells us in verse 22 that the young man was not only rich, but very rich. We need to keep in mind that from the viewpoint of that time, that riches were a sign of God's special favor, of God's special reward for someone having been especially good. And the reward was in the sense of earthly good. Then there comes another problem. If the young man would sell his riches, then he would violate his tribal instructions. Because his tribal guidelines forbade anyone to sell what he had and to give everything he had to the poor. In the process, he would impoverish himself. He would no longer be the source of money for a charity, but would himself become an object of charity. We need to keep in mind that in the time of our Lord, one of the great virtues of that time was charity. And so we're told that the young man went away filled with great sorrow. The bar that Jesus had put on the arrow that were had struck hold. We sometimes wonder what happened to the young man, but only heaven will tell. Whereas the two messages of Jesus, the true meaning of self-surrender found with Mark in the spiritual change of heart of this young man. But it's interesting that the disciples also reacted to what Jesus had to say. They too felt lost because they too had shared the same view which the young man had. They failed to realize that we thought of merit and reward as no place in the economy of God. And Peter, And he said to Jesus, "What about us? We've left everything to follow you. If you have left something, don't we get anything out of it?" And Jesus then answers Peter and his disciples as they are upset. And he gives them three comments. Let's hear them. The first one. "Let me assure you, as a Levite, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of glory, you who follow me will also sit on the bell throne and rule the self-sized Israel." Psalm 2. "Everyone who gave up home, brother, father, mother, or children, or feel for me, will give you any kind of life. In Psalm 3. And then, everlasting life. But then he the one. But many who are first will be last, and last the last shall be first. There is anything that is Matthew gives us a sequel to this little event in his life and in his kingdom. Jesus not only said these words to his disciples, but then asked a parable, the parable that he was teaching Jesus. Those who came at the crack of dawn, at the 3rd hour, at the 6th hour, and then again at the 11th hour. For each of them, that's the same, that's the same day, or nearly, for the work that they had performed. He ends this parable with the significant word, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And you and I know that the way we live, we notice that the attitude has not changed. And I suspect if we were to be very honest with them, we would suggest that you and I share the same view that the disciple and the young man intersected. Yet we did that man quicker to be the voice of God in very little. Those who can find the prayers to know how often it comes out when you talk to your people or if you make a dynamic call, it comes out later in the minute. It is very hard for a man to see that he has no basis for things that seem good enough, that spiritually it is an abject thing to talk to. The simple people cannot refuse to accept the fact that you and I have nothing good to offer God. Have you and I given up everything to serve God and to give him as those who serve to the Word? And most of you are prepared to tell yourself to serve as full time servants of the Word. Does that come for something in the economy of God? He saw the message of Jesus in our section to each one of us personally and individually. Nothing was enough. At any time, merely without a heart of attention. Nothing that you and I do as his servant is our duty. We need to remember that God may be willing to use us as his people of the greatest. So whatever steps can come my way, I will faithfully make sure when you see the mind that all glory and praise and honor go to God and not to us. God only willing to use us. God looks upon our spirit that we may fulfill our mission as faithfully as we possibly can in our sinful community. We show David and I need that special strength that comes from God. We receive the God's true grace to begin and to end in his day. So that you and I will serve in humble and unselfishly and faithfully. And all of us give all praise and glory to God. May God in his grace grant us this blessing.